Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about something we discussed briefly this weekend because there were little rumors about it. Now there is widespread reporting, and some of it is from BBC. So we're going to go ahead and talk about what is apparently being either considered or readied, and we'll talk about what the difference means. Okay, so the reporting suggests that the United States is either considering, meaning they're looking at it, or readying, which means they're putting the paperwork together. They're either considering or readying sanctions against a specific unit within the Israeli military. Now, the U.S. and the EU both recently sanctioned people or entities. This is a whole different thing, and I cannot stress what a big deal even talking about it really is. Okay, so as I understand it, the portion of the rules that this would fall under has to do with specific units that commit crimes. Now, I want you to picture a situation in which a unit is known or credibly accused of committing a bunch of crimes to the point where the battalion commander ends up in cuffs and you have like just all kinds of people going to prison, all of this stuff. That's actually okay. I know that doesn't make any sense, but under the rules, that's not actually a big deal. The problem under the rules is that if that isn't happening, if nobody ends up in cuffs, there's a specific term for it. I think it's called unremediated, or maybe unremedied, something like that, where you have a unit that has credible accusations against it, but nothing's being done. Under these rules, that unit is no longer eligible for U.S. aid. End of sentence. Not offensive aid, just aid, period. Supplies, anything. Because of how intertwined Israeli and U.S. defense production is, it causes a major issue for that unit being able to get, well, anything, because a lot of things are jointly produced. Now, according to the reporting, Netanyahu has vowed to fight it. I don't even know what that means. If this is prepared and issued, realistically, the only thing I can think of is either them engaging in a bunch of remediation or disbanding the unit. And given the fact that Netanyahu is vowing to fight it, it seems unlikely that they're going to remedy the situation. It doesn't seem like something they're considering. Now, disbanding the unit, if they were to disband the unit and take the people and put them into other units, that wouldn't necessarily solve the problem. It might expand the sanction to other units. It is a big deal. The fact that this is being now discussed, I mean, kind of openly, that is realistically more pressure than the sanctions that were actually issued, just talking about it. Again, at this point, we don't know if it's going to happen. We don't know if it's being considered or readied. The situation at time of filming is that it is being discussed publicly. It is being widely reported, and there is reporting about Israeli officials commenting on it. It is a surprising turn of events because it is a very big deal. This is not something the United States does often, period. As far as doing it to an ally, I mean, I don't even know. This is definitely something to watch because this may be the warning that occurs before a suspension of offensive military aid. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.